Thank you so much, Mr. Matapo. Good morning, colleagues. Greetings. My colleagues, committee chairs and the social service cluster, I'm just being co-opted into this media briefing. I don't belong into this cluster. I thought I indicate that. The mistake I did was to meet Mr. Matapo last week, Tuesday, after the portfolio committee. And we had a discussion, then boom, today I'm scheduled for a media briefing. So history now teaches me I must run away from him every time I see him. Stakeholders, members of the media who are present here and also on the virtual platform. The media briefing today will focus on the oversight visit that the portfolio committee has done in the Eastern Cape and also in the Western Cape, and also make an indication on the last week portfolio committee meeting on the issues of supplying of bread and also long-term contracts of the department. On the oversight to the Eastern Cape and the Western Cape, the portfolio committee undertook an oversight visit to correctional centers on the 7th and the 10th of October. The focus on our visit was mainly on infrastructure, rehabilitation, skills programs or development, and the most important part, remand detainees, the female section, and also the juvenile section of inmates. The centers that we have visited, which are announced visit, were 9 correctional centers, Mthatha Medium, Mthatha Remand, Nduli, East London, the female section, East London Maximum, St. Albans Medium, St. Albans Maximum, and Oudtshoorn Correctional Centre. In addition to that, the portfolio committee had 2 unannounced visits in the George Correctional Facility and including Mdantsane Correctional Facility. On overcrowding, it's the most one biggest challenge that the department is facing across all correctional facilities except 2 correctional facilities, which are triple P's, being Kutamas and Tumule and Mangaung. Overcrowding plays the biggest challenge and having a negative impact on the work and the mandate of the department into providing secure and human detention of inmates and rehabilitation of offenders. As of the 31st of March 2025, the approved bed space in DCS facilities across is 107,067,000, but it has 166,000 inmates that are incarcerated. And this is inclusive of remand detainees as well. Of this number, 61,891 are remand detainees. And 107,117 were sentenced offenders. So the numbers can slightly change from March to now. I can assure you would have more than that. And the number on foreign national inmates and state patients who also contribute significantly to the overcrowding in facilities stands on the total of 25,445, which this is the foreign national inmate population. And out of that 25,000, 13,000 of those are those who are sentenced. 12,000 of those are those who are remand detainees of foreign national inmates who are in DCS facilities across the country. And this is a stats that ends in March 2025. We haven't received the latest stats and we hope we'll get it. And on state patients, the department has 315 state patients who are incarcerated or remanded in correctional facilities instead of being in mental health institutions. Remand detainees also contribute significantly to overcrowded facilities, especially those who have been granted bail but cannot afford an amount as low as 300 rands. In the 2024-2025 financial year, 2,670 remand detainees could not afford bail as less than 1,000 rands. Section 49G of the Correctional Service Act, 111 of 1998, states that remand detainees who have been in custody for more than 24 months should be referred to the courts for their cases to be assessed. At the end of March 2025, 4,112 remand detainees had been in custody for more than 24 months. And a case in point is that when we did an oversight last week, on the 7th to the 10th, and we did Mthatha Correctional Facility on the remand detainee side of the female section, we encountered a female who has been remanded since 2019 in Mthatha Correctional Facility. She made an indication that this is her seventh year, and she still, her matter has not yet started to be discussed in court. But she's in a correctional facility for more than 7 years. So these are matters that the department takes for referrals to the courts. And during our oversight in the Eastern Cape, the committee found that the approved bed space of Mthatha remand is 679, while there were 1,542 inmates. And approved bed space for East London remand section is 477, but it had 1,127 inmates. And St. Albans remand section, which is medium B, had approved bed space of 1,305. And when we, in the oversight, there were 2,066 offenders. On infrastructure, which is the major contributor on correctional facilities across, even those facilities we've done oversight on, which is Gauteng, KZN, the committee observed the similar instances on infrastructure dilapidation. But what was new in the Eastern Cape was the issue of water leakages and buildings and the shortage of water around the community of Eastern Cape. In East London, there was no shelter to the access control, which it shouldn't be. And most of the facilities were old and highly, highly dilapidated. On kitchens, we have observed and we're concerned as the portfolio committee about the non-functioning kitchen equipment in many of the facilities we've visited, and further concerns out of the date compliance certificates, inconsistent signing of a register for food tasting, ceilings which were in poor conditions with paint, peeling off, including paint, peeling off from the roof in where kitchens were. Food was supposed to be prepared, which faces a health hazard for those who are preparing the food. On vacancies, the number of vacancies in the Eastern Cape, it's a worrying factor, especially on the security structure. And this has negatively impacted on a number of offenders who could not participate in skills workshops and other programs. The committee has advised the department to ensure that all funded vacancies must be filled, and in this matter, it must be expedited with agency. On skills workshop, we were quite impressed as the portfolio committee with the various skills programs provided to offenders in the workshops. However, we were concerned about the low number of offenders that are participating in those workshops, which was mostly ascribed to a lack of security personnel, which a bearer of it was the vacancies. On contrabands, the committee was also concerned about the number of cell phones which were found in correctional centers. For instance, in St. Albans, 786 cell phones were found between April and September this year. And seven officials were only caught with contrabands. We have urged the department to ensure that criminal cases are opened against officials found compromising security in correctional facilities. The committee further encourages the department to invest in technology that will detect and prevent contraband coming into facilities. And St. Albans should be a case in point, because the system that they've developed, once it has completed in being enrolled, would be able to assist the department on that detection part. On water shortages, the committee has noted water shortages as a general problem in the Eastern Cape with municipal variations. We have recommended to the department that they must find the long-term solutions to water shortages, especially which it affects correctional facilities nearby. Nkanduli was a case in point in that, which would have run for 2 to 3 days to an extent of 2 weeks without water. on the review of price of bread and centralization of procurement and long-term contracts. On Tuesday, the Portfolio Committee was briefed by the Minister of Correctional Services on the promise he made to review the contract governing the pricing of bread from suppliers. This meeting arose out of a number of meetings the two parties we had in May, which we had called the department to appear in May after we had complaints or letters written to the Portfolio Committee that were raising questions on how the cost of bread has been inflated in the current contracts. And out of that meeting, the minister made a commitment to go back and review the price of bread, because of there were concerns with regards to how the bread prices were inflated. In that, the minister then appeared before the Portfolio Committee, which was last week. Thereafter, the committee was informed that the department and suppliers have reached an agreement on a flat rate approach to ensure the same prices are applicable in each region. The committee welcomes this information and the savings that will be achieved from the reduction in bread prices. The new negotiated prices came into effect on the 1st of October, and the committee commends the department for including in the service level agreement with suppliers the flexibility to review prices. The committee has also asked the department to provide timelines on their investigations into whether there was any collusion between DCS officials and suppliers in the inflation of bread prices. The department was also encouraged to investigate other perishable and non-perishable items to see if prices have been inflated. The committee also asked the department to prioritize fixing equipment in bakeries and procuring new equipment where required to ensure that bakeries are fully operational. This is part of self-sufficiency and sustainable model will also lead to cost saving to the department, because bread is a highly consumed item in correctional facilities. On centralization of procurement on long-term contracts, the committee also asked the department to explain the reasons for centralization of procurement and long-term contracts. The committee noted the Auditor General has consistently raised a finding on the splitting of cases in goods and services are procured through numerous low-value transactions instead of using long-term contracts, potentially avoiding a competitive bidding process. The committee noted that the department appointed project management office officials and consultants to assist in securing contracts for perishable and non-perishables, cleaning materials and coal. The committee called on the department to reduce its reliance on consultants and ensure that at the end of this contract, necessary skills have been transferred to officials. On the Auditor General's report, the 2024-2025 Auditor General report noted that contracts was awarded to bidders based on evaluation and adjudication criteria that differed from those stipulated in the original invitation for bidding, as required by Treasury Regulation 16A6.3, subsection A and subsection B. The AG stated that this non-compliance was identified in the procurement processes for the panel appointed to provide perishable and non-perishable to the department. In conclusion, a matter came before the Portfolio Committee, which was brought by News 24, on the stabbing of an official by an inmate or by inmates in St. Albans. We inquired about the matter, and it was indeed indicated that a stabbing has happened, but an investigation has been ensued. We have requested a report through the department and through the National Commissioner that once the investigation has been concluded, they should provide a report to the Portfolio Committee. And this incident happens in August, I think in August or first week of September, where a similar incident of four officials being stabbed in the Oudtshoorn Correctional Facility by inmates in retaliation of a search or an unannounced search that had happened in that facility, which four officials were therefore stabbed in that. So on this one of St. Albans, we are alerted, or what the request, the The report, when it was brought to our attention by News 24, it alleged that it was on the inmates were retaliating on a basis that the portfolio committee had visited St. Albans and they were denied to interact with the portfolio committee. So that stands as an allegation until the conclusion of the investigation and the report is given before us. So, Mr. Matapo, thank you so much, and thank you